Johnny Gill. Yeah.
Yanni Gill.
This is...
I mean, this is for real, real.
Old school.
Johnny Gill.
Get you going.
Johnny Gill. Don't let Johnny Gill around your lady, Solana.
Wrap it up Wednesdays, Crowder.
I like it. All right. Wrap it up Wednesdays.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling is on the hotline, and he is a professional sports handicapper. You could check him out at ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. I always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little gambling and other nonsense with him. But you got a game 7 tonight in the NHL, and you got game 6 tomorrow in the NBA Finals. So there's some action if you and the tail end. We've talked about this. The tail end of the action, unless you bet baseball and golf and whatnot. So let me bring on Lee Sterling here. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
Very good. Let me start with hockey and game 7 tonight. Now, everyone loves a game 7. Crowder and I are going to be watching. Solana's going to be watching. We know from having spoken with you numerous times, you don't normally bet the NHL. Will you bet tonight? Do you have a pick? Will you be watching yourself?
Yeah, I actually have watched every game in this series and been entertaining and a little bit surprising. From the way it started, it looked like that St. Louis was not going to put much of a fight, and they did. And then it looked like they could maybe end it in St. Louis for their first ever Stanley Cup, but it wasn't meant to be. But I think that the right play in this game might be the under here, the under 5.5 goals. From watching these two teams, both goalies just spectacular. The Blues, power play, not very good. In fact, awful, didn't score in the last game. I think the Bruins had everything going their way on the power play last game, 4-for-4. And big ticket there in Boston. People think of Boston as having a lot of big events, but this is the biggest ticket since probably from what I'm hearing since 1985 for a Game 7 when the Celtics played the Lakers. So
who did we talk to? We talked to someone yesterday. Oh, no, it was Ben Volen on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, because he writes for the Boston Globe. What did he say? It was like $4,800.
I know. The glass was $96,000.
$96,000, yeah. He was telling us, because he writes for the Boston Globe, and he was looking at tickets, and it was insane.
It's the upper deck tickets going for $2,000.
Wow.
So that's incredible. So you think of all these big games that the city of Boston's been in, but the Super Bowls are obviously at neutral sites. And Boston, the last time they won it was away. And so it's a big, big game. So I think the pressure is there. Two great goalies. Let's go under 5.5 in this play tonight.
And, you're a professional. I would say we're non-professional. I don't want to.
Although I will tell you, no, but
you're doing well.
Our hot streak.
Yourself as a semi-professional.
Hot streak continued because we weren't going to bet on what was it? Sunday, Monday, whenever the game five was.
Yeah.
We weren't going to bet, and we had looked during the show, and it was Toronto -1.5, and we were confused. And then when I looked that night, all of a sudden, it was Golden State -1, and so we decided to lay off. And right before tip-off, it became Golden State Pick'em, and so we put some money, half a unit, on the Warriors, and our good luck has continued.
Line shopping, very important, getting the best of the line.
I don't know if we were line shopping or just kind of...
Hey, let him just name something.
Also looking for... You got to have a name for everything. You win, you have a name that defines your win. I got that one because I was line shopping, honey. That's what I got to tell your wife.
We call it dumb-dumb mistakes.
That's what it was. It was a dumb-dumb mistake.
My wife has never once told me she's bought something that's not on sale. Don't they always buy something on sale?
And that's the out. Oh, you saved money.
That is a great point. So whenever I make a wager, I should always tell, yeah, but I've been line shopping. This is
right.
a great line.
But the opening line on that game was 3. I actually got it at 2. I got it on the way down. So I was a little bit better shopper, but you were a good enough shopper to get a win.
Okay, but it's okay for us because I will watch lacrosse if it's a championship. If it's the last game of any season, I will watch it and I will bet on it. That's not a flawed thought. Let's put a little money in and enjoy ourselves.
Of course not. Of course not. You got to come up with a reason. Let's say Harvard is, you know, playing against Cornell in the finals. You tell, oh, you know, honey, our third cousin, remember he went to Harvard. That's the reason you're watching the game. You may not want to tell her the exact amount you have on the game. Now, when I'm winning, I've had some runs that have been incredible. And when I win, she always asks me, how much did we win? But when we lose, it's almost always, how much did I lose?
You know, I get that all the time with my wife. It's funny that you say that. Whenever I say, yeah, we just covered on that.
It's a Jewish thing.
Yep, she goes, how much did we win?
Yeah.
And then if we lose, it's how much did you lose?
Sorry to break it to you. My wife's not Jewish. And I have the same thing. The same exact thing at my house.
Okay. Oh, so great. Lee Sterling, again, you can check out the website, ParamountSports.com. So you like under 5.5 goals tonight for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Correct.
Tomorrow, Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Last I looked, which was, it was before the show started, a couple hours, was Warriors -2.5. You have a side for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm gonna play Toronto. We've won 4 of the 5 games here. We're going to look for a nice 5 out of 6 finish in the NBA Finals. So I like Toronto. I think they're the better team. They're getting 2.5 points. What's interesting is the disparity. Usually it's fairly close, teams shooting three-pointers. Most teams are in the 35 to 38% range in playoff games, but the winning team has averaged over 41% on the three-pointers in each game that they've won, the losing team 31%. I think this game comes down to who has the better cast around their stars, and I think it's certainly Toronto. Throughout the series, I've won on some prop plays playing that cast, and I think some of these guys that surround Toronto's cast will be the difference. So a lot of people I know will be playing Kawhi Leonard. You even emailed me, you know, the over-under on 30 points. I just think that's a tough, tough play. He's averaged 29.8 points per game. I've got no dog in the fight on that one. It's 30.5, something like that. So I don't have any feel there. Maybe Curry go over 32.5. He's by far their biggest weapon. I would tell you that I'd be playing Klay Thompson, and I well over 23.5 points because after Curry, there's really not much else for Golden State. They were even playing some triangle and two defense, which they should have stayed playing even more. But Klay Thompson, I think, he's not going to win the MVP, but I think he goes over 23.5 points on his performance tonight.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the Klay Thompson over. Kawhi, I'm almost looking towards the over on Kawhi, only because those 28, 29 points he's putting up, he's doing quietly. I feel like he's, you know, and he started to get into that monster run in the fourth quarter in Game 5, and then
Nick Nurse
called that timeout, which just took Toronto totally out of that zone that they were in. But I do like the Klay Thompson over on that.
Well, here's something also if you want to play the Kawhi Leonard total, which is 30.5. And two of their wins, he did not even get above 30 points. So actually, he scored 30 and 23 points. So I just think it's dicey with him averaging 29.8 points per game. Like we said, you and I both agree, Klay Thompson over 23.5, probably the better way to play a total on one of the stars.
Yeah, and if he gets off early, then he feels it.
He's making gestures, poses.
Yeah.
You know, he's got it all going.
Three random bets now through Sunday. Lee Sterling, give them to us.
Well, let's go with the game tonight. I like the surrounding cast of Toronto, like Marcus.
You mean tomorrow night? Tomorrow
10
night.
And a half points.
Tomorrow night.
Averaging 13.8 points per game in this series. He's been above 16 points 3 of the 5 games. That's one of my plays, Fred VanVleet. Over 10.5 points, -120. He's been over 11 points 4 of the 5 games. I think he'll play extended minutes in this game. I think the coaching staff really trusts him. And Serge Ibaka, 6 rebounds over under. He's only been over 6 rebounds once So I'm going to take the under 6 rebounds for Serge Ibaka in the game tomorrow night.
All right, there you go. There's some three prop bets for tomorrow night. Marc Gasol over on points. Fred VanVleet over on points. We love ourselves some Fred VanVleet. And Serge Ibaka under. Wait, I just wrote over. Under on rebounds, right?
And what's going on?
Make sure I have
Mark,
it right.
You had me watching two shows. Chernobyl, I've been through two episodes. Think it's very good. Probably give it an 8 rating on a scale of 1
All right,
to 10.
Well, okay, well, hold on. So I had said to you, I think last time you were on, we kind of exchanged TV show ideas. Crowder, did you start Chernobyl yet, or you haven't started yet?
No, I'm going to start this week.
Because he's going to watch with his wife. Solana, have you watched Chernobyl at all?
No, I'm waiting for the invite to Crowder's house.
Okay,
well,
that's
coming to my damn house,
boy. It doesn't really matter. So I had suggested to Lee Sterling Cobra Kai on YouTube, which I love. I think it's the greatest show on TV.
Greatest
show on TV. And second only to Seinfeld all time. All right, I'm exaggerating a little bit. And
so, there's got to be something behind it.
Well,
were you Ralph Macchio growing up or something? You were.
I love the 80s still. I relate to Johnny Lawrence. He's living in the 80s. I would like to still be living in the 80s. That was my wheelhouse.
Okay.
I love the music from the 80s.
Okay.
I like all that nostalgia. And part of the reason that I love Cobra Kai is Johnny Lawrence lives still in that era. Like, he can't get out of that era. He lives in it, and so I enjoy that. But
he's great. I think he's very good in it.
But you had suggested to me to watch Barry on HBO, which everyone is raving about. William Hader, and I think the Fonz is in that, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Henry Winkler. But So he texted me over the weekend, and he goes, "Hey, I started Cobra Kai. Did you start Barry?" And I said, "Well, I started a show on HBO, but it's not Barry. I watched Chernobyl." And I said, "You've got to watch it." So you're what, two episodes in?
Two episodes in, Chernobyl. I think I'm one episode away from seeing the whole first season of Cobra Kai. So I'd give Cobra Kai maybe a 5.5, 6.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm into the 70s and 80s.
But I think that what was your era? What's your wheelhouse?
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, see, this was late 80s, though. I mean, you're a touch older than me.
I love the movie. I'm enjoying it. Is it one of my top 10 programs of all time? No.
Are you watching it on a big 85-inch TV with huge subwoofer?
You're leading the witness.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this. As much as I've raved about Cobra Kai and whatnot, so we started season 2 over the weekend, and we watched episode 3 of season 2 last night. And it's not as good as season 1. Like, it's jumped the shark just a little bit. Just a little bit.
And it's the same with Barry. I'm going to tell you this right now. Season 2 is not as good as season 1. But season 1, it might be top 5 all-time shows.
Wow.
Yep.
Chernobyl, I said this yesterday, Chernobyl is a work of art.
Right.
It's not just a miniseries. It's a work of art. That's how good it is.
Yeah, it's good. But there's no romance in it.
No. This is historical, but it's like jaw-dropping to think about, you know, that really happening and the Soviet Union having been that way.
No romance?
No.
I was going to say, if there's radar around, whatever it is, I can still get some whoopee.
Radar. You're talking about radon? Are you talking about boron? There's radar.
What happened?
Here's the... There's radar going on.
Nuclear.
Violence.
All of a sudden, I'm doing the show with Trump. There's nuclear. There's cyber. Is there cyber going on? All right. Well, wait a second. So now let me ask you this, though, because I have been in Twitter hell all day because this morning I tweeted out that Raiders of the Lost Ark was released 38 years ago today. And I tweeted out, "Not a banger anymore. It doesn't hold up."
Huh.
And I have been vilified on Twitter. But I will point this out. I saw it in a movie theater just a couple years ago. Remember I told you I took my son, some of his friends to see it? Because Raiders of the Lost Ark is a big deal. And I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, wow, they're showing it on the big screen. And it just didn't hold up. I don't create the news. I'm just the messenger. Lee Sterling, does Raiders of the Lost Ark still hold up 38 years later?
I've only seen it maybe twice in the last 15, 20 years, and I thought it was good. It was never one of my favorite. I think it's good. I think it's a top maybe 100, 150 movie ever, but not a top 20 or 30 movie. I just was never into it because, you know, it talks about the Nazis, and I'm not a snake guy, although, you know, the snakes all around. I thought it was good, and also not enough romance.
And the face melts. I'm telling you, 38 years ago, and if you haven't seen it, sorry, spoiler alert, but 38 years is a pretty long time.
Yeah, and you got to have some type of hot-looking woman in it.
The face melts, though, and that was the big deal 38 years ago. Right. You couldn't believe the effects of the face melting, and now it looks like Celebrity Deathmatch on MTV. It almost looks like a goof on the face melting. Like
it was wax.
It was so obviously waxed, like you can see the candle being lit on his face. Like, it doesn't hold up. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I agree with you. Cinematography right now is just, it's at a different level. So that's why most of these movies don't hold up. At the time, it was good. When you go back, like, I was watching Bad News Bears with my girls a couple summers ago, and they're like, I don't get it.
But that's a classic. The one with Walter Matthau?
Right. I mean, just everything from the uniforms, you know, with
Barry's bail bonds.
Barry's bail bonds.
A classic.
I like
movie.
Lito. You like the romance. You want to see something, right?
You got to have, you know, a little bit of violence. You got to have romance. Got to be, if you have all four things, you know, if you've got, that's like a 4-star movie to start off out of 4 stars.
You know what? To lead this, I was eating chicken and spinach today for lunch, and some Jody. She was in your wedding, Lee.
Okay.
That works with Jody. Yeah. She told me, and you can deny this or confirm it. You were checking scores on your wedding day.
It's true.
Hey, man, you got to work.
Come on, Lee.
Pagers. Remember the pagers?
Yes.
I had one of those score pagers. Now, my brother did take it away from me probably an hour before we started. But, yeah, of course, during the day, you know, I'm checking on scores. But at least I was smart enough to get married during the summer. Any big sports fan, football and basketball fan, does not get married any time after the start of September until the end of May. So.
Yeah, I made that mistake. I got married on October 18th, 1997. Marlins are in the World Series for the first time ever, and one of my groomsmen is Dan Lebatard, who's covering, obviously, the Marlins for the Miami Herald. It's a really big deal that they're in the World Series, and he's in my wedding party. And the Marlins have a game that night, and my wedding is that night.
Who would think that they'd be in the World Series? That's one thing, but, during football season? I have a friend who's his wedding anniversary is in late October also, and he tells me his wife always wants to go away for their anniversary, so they go to Miami Beach, they go to Park City, they go to different places, and he tells me, he goes, after the first 5 minutes, I don't have anything to do for the rest of the weekend because she didn't allow me to watch TV.
Yeah, it was a rookie mistake by me. I'm going to get it right on the second one.
Okay.
What happened?
Lee Sterling. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com, and we always appreciate talking to you. And he said under 5.5 goals tonight. He likes the Raptors getting the points tomorrow night. He likes Klay Thompson over tomorrow night, Marc Gasol over on points, Fred VanVleet over on points, and Serge Ibaka under on rebounds. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Yeah, people get outraged by that Raiders of the Lost Ark. You've seen it, right?
Oh, I love it.
It's a great movie, and I'm not saying that it's not a great movie. I'm just telling you, it doesn't hold up. I took my kid. They were, you know, my kid's 15 now. We probably was 13 when we went to see it. It's silly. Like
the storyline's still there.
Storyline is great.
It's like saying a flip phone isn't as advanced as an iPhone.
Right,
I
get
it.
I get it. Right, because that part sounds silly. So I get that because someone tweeted at me like, if you're comparing the effects in 1980 whatever to today, but I'm telling you, because the effects don't hold up, you watch it and a lot of the drama that came with the effects isn't there. So when the dude's face is melting, it's funny. It's not shocking. It's funny.
I got to rewatch it.
And it's not meant to be funny.
Is Harrison Ford even good in those movies anymore? Like, does he hold
up? He's kind of himself.
He's good.
He's himself. Like, I think he is kind of like Indiana Jones, right?
Yeah. No, he was
just
perfect casting.
Yeah. He's kind of Kawhi-like.
Yeah, no, Harrison.
I think he's kind of. No, I like Kawhi.
He was that dude for a while.
No, not interested. All right, fine, go ahead.
We got action.
Nah, I'm not interested. We'll come right back after this.